There is never going to be a good time to face an eviction. But if a mother is evicted from her home while she's pregnant, her baby is more likely to have a lower birth weight and be born prematurely than those whose parents were evicted at other times. This according to Princeton University researchers. They say it's bad news for babies because birth outcomes can serve as predictive measures, not just for infant mortality, but for a person's entire life. The research is particularly timely as states and municipalities are starting to review moratoriums on evictions that were established to protect renters during the pandemic. The cards are even further stacked against these children because the parents facing evictions the most are the ones already at the highest risk of poor birth outcomes to begin with, low-income women of color. The researchers say it is an intergenerational transmission of disadvantage. In other words, the act of an eviction could be setting in motion the very same circumstances for the next generation who will once again face eviction and housing insecurity. Better education for policymakers about the long-term effects of eviction is needed. We should be finding solutions to break the cycles of poverty, not enforcing policies which perpetuate more and more disadvantage. The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Doug Lent.